WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of power-packed wisdom to conquer life's ups and downs. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and today we're diving deep into something that plagues us all at some point, self-doubt. Ever feel like you're not good enough? Like imposter syndrome is a constant shadow following you around? You know that feeling when you're about to take on a challenge, and a little voice whispers in your ear, "What if you fail? What if you're not up to the task?" Let me tell you, you are not alone. Self-doubt can feel like a heavy weight dragging you down, but guess what? It's absolutely possible to overcome it. We're going to equip you with practical tools and mindset shifts to silence that inner critic and unleash your full potential. Now, let's get real for a minute. Overcoming self-doubt isn't about pretending everything is perfect or faking confidence. It's about building genuine self-assurance from the inside out. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you crush those doubts and rock your world. First up, reframe your negative thoughts. That little voice in your head? It often spins tales of worst-case scenarios and exaggerates failures. Instead of buying into its drama, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? What's a more realistic and balanced perspective? Remember, our brains are wired to focus on negativity. It's our survival mechanism from caveman days. But we can choose to rewire those patterns with conscious effort. Next, celebrate your wins, big and small. It's easy to get caught up in focusing on what we haven't achieved yet, but acknowledging our successes is crucial. Did you nail that presentation? Master a new skill? Even just getting out of bed and facing the day can be a victory. Celebrate those moments, no matter how seemingly insignificant. Each win builds your confidence and fuels your momentum. Speaking of momentum, take action. I know, sometimes self-doubt paralyzes us into inaction. But here's the thing. Action is the best antidote to fear. Start small. Take a step towards that goal you've been putting off. Even tiny actions create progress and build confidence. Remember, it's not about being perfect. It's about showing up and doing your best. Number 4, surround yourself with supportive people. You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Choose to be around those who uplift you, encourage your growth, and believe in your abilities. Avoid negativity and energy vampires like the plague. Positive connections fuel your confidence and remind you that you're not alone on this journey. Finally, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge your struggles without judgment, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. Remember, perfection is an illusion. Embrace your imperfections. They're part of what makes you uniquely amazing. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You've been invited to speak at an event you've always dreamed of attending. You know the topic inside and out, but suddenly, that familiar voice of self-doubt creeps in. It whispers, "What if they think you're boring? What if you mess up?" Now, let's apply our stoic confidence wisdom. First, reframe those thoughts. What if I rock this presentation and inspire the audience? Then, celebrate your past successes. Remember that time you aced that big test or delivered a killer pitch in a meeting? Focus on your strengths and remind yourself of your capabilities. Action time. Prepare thoroughly, practice confidently, and visualize success. Surround yourself with supportive friends who believe in you. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. It's okay to feel nervous, it means you care. Embrace the challenge and shine your light. So, remember these key takeaways. Reframe those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, take action, surround yourself with positivity, and practice self-compassion. These are your superpowers against self-doubt. Now, I want to hear from you. Share this episode with a friend who could use a confidence boost. Leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, It truly makes our day. And let's keep the conversation going. Join our community online and connect with like-minded individuals who are on their own journeys of self-discovery and growth. Until next time, remember, you are capable of amazing things. Trust yourself, embrace the challenge, and unleash your inner power.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.